We're down by the border for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a small town in New Mexico that's in the news. Its mayor and other local officials were arrested on charges of smuggling weapons across the border into Mexico. Now, this isn't the first time this town makes headlines. Back in 1916, it was raided by Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa and 500 of his men. They burned part of the town and killed several people. It was the first armed invasion of U.S. soil since 1812. President Woodrow Wilson responded by sending 10,000 troops into Mexico to capture Villa. They never did. Today, this New Mexico town is home to a Pancho Villa State Park. The locals apparently don't hold much of a grudge. So where in New Mexico are we? The answer is coming up. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The small border town of Columbus, New Mexico has been in the headlines before. Back in 1916, the town was raided by Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa and his men. That makes Columbus the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Now, this New Mexico town is in the news again. Three local officials, including the town's mayor and police chief, were arrested recently. They're accused of smuggling weapons into Mexico. Monica Ortiz Uribe of station KJZZ and the public media collaboration Fronteras reports.
The tumbleweed town of Columbus, New Mexico, lies alongside the U.S.-Mexico border. According to longtime residents there, smuggling is a way of life.
They call it movidas here.
Lieutenant Robert Odom sits in the back seat of a Suburban wearing silver aviator sunglasses and a tan uniform that matches the desert landscape outside. He's 60 years old and a reserve deputy with the Luna County Sheriff's Department. He's lived in Columbus long enough to pick up the local jargon. Movidas is basically slang for smuggling.
And it's televisions, people, computers, drugs, guns, it's everything.
Things move back and forth easily here. From City Hall, it takes less than 5 minutes to drive to the border. The Mexican town of Palomas, just on the other side, is so tightly interconnected with Columbus that American school buses drive to the border to pick up Mexican school kids. Now, federal authorities claim they've uncovered a different sort of cross-border traffic. Gun smuggling.
Breaking news in New Mexico this hour. United States Attorney Kenneth Gonzalez announced today that a federal grand jury in New Mexico has indicted 11 members of a firearms trafficking ring headquartered in Columbus.
Among those arrested, Columbus Mayor Eddie Espinosa, City Trustee Blas Gutierrez, and Police Chief Angelo Vega. The three are currently detained without bond. They are accused of smuggling more than 200 firearms, including AK-47 type weapons and body armor into Mexico. The evidence against them is damning. The city trustee, known locally as Woody, was allegedly receiving phone calls from an inmate inside a Mexican prison. Later, the same trustee was stopped by federal agents while driving a local police vehicle loaded with weapons, which were seized.
Sometimes I think the Pancho Villa energy is still alive, and it creeps into our society, living right here on the border.
July McClure is a slender blonde who co-owns a theater company in Columbus. She makes reference to the 1916 raid by Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa that made the town famous. The back-and-forth transit between border towns invites modern-day bandits to score a handsome profit, satisfying illegal demands in both countries. It's a problem all across the border that has serious consequences. Raymond Cobos is the Luna County Sheriff.
These guns are not going down there to the cartels to shoot doves or hunt turkey or anything. They're being used strictly to kill people and to intimidate governments at every level.
More than 35,000 people have been murdered in Mexico in the last 5 years. In February, a U.S. law enforcement agent assigned to Mexico was shot and killed by cartel gangsters with a gun traced back to Texas. Some of the weapons allegedly smuggled out of Columbus were later picked up at murder scenes in Mexico. Okay. On the Mexican side of the border, outside the main plaza in Palomas, a laborer says he's angry that Americans are smuggling guns that are used to kill so many in his country. He won't share his name because he fears for his safety. The man says Americans constantly accuse Mexico of being corrupt, but these arrests show that there's corruption in the U.S. side, too. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Las Cruces, New Mexico.